Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Open for Business, the Lowcountry source for tips and advice to make small businesses big winners. I'm your host, Laurie Ross. Our topic today is working moms and how they can make it work. And joining us today is Robin Shirley.
Robin, hi, Laurie.
Can you hear me? Oh, great.
Yes.
I'm glad you could join us today. Our topic is working moms and how they can make it work. And Robin, you have a home-based business since 2008. Your story
exactly.
is so interesting. Yet so many moms are struggling with raising children and finding time for them and working outside the home. And you've managed to make this work. You are the Matilda Jane Clothing's independent trunk keeper and team leader for the Southeast. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank
well,
you
tell
for having
me. A little
me.
Bit about, well, yes, it's our pleasure. Tell me a little bit about Matilda Jane Clothing and what it is.
It is just a darling little line of girls' clothing. We actually also have a ladies' line. But about a little over 8 years ago, a working mom or a stay-at-home mom who was an artist, Denise DeMarchis out in Indiana, got this great idea to start a little girls' clothing line. She did it from her home. She actually did the business through art fairs out in the Midwest. She would make all of her clothes and go to an art fair, and she developed a following. And eventually she met up with another entrepreneur, and they decided to take this little Matilda Jane clothing line for little girls and turn it into a home-based business so that they could help other moms all across the U.S. have a way to stay at home and enjoy their children while earning a little extra income as well. And a great little line was born. It's eclectic, it's fun, it's funky. It's definitely age-appropriate for little girls. And we've grown just in about 8 years to an over $50 million business. We now have 580 trunk keepers, which is what we call our reps, across 48 states. So what started as one artistic mom in her home has now grown into a nationwide little cottage industry.
That is so amazing. And this is not the way I'm sure you thought your career would evolve, because you began your career as an occupational therapist and then had, obviously like many of us do, many life-changing events.
Exactly. Before I became an occupational therapist, right after college, I did work in the fashion industry in New York City, had a great time doing that, but just really didn't think that was something that I would be able to do once I moved back home to the South and started a family. So I got what seemed like a great idea. I became an occupational therapist, certainly a career that I loved, but it just wasn't working out once my children were born to be at work all day. I really wanted to be a little bit more flexible with their schedules and just stumbled across Matilda Jane Clothing. I was dressing twin girls and found this darling line that I could not believe how cute it was, and reached out to the company just quite honestly to buy the clothing. And they said, well, you have to have a trunk keeper to buy them. You can't buy them directly from the company. You have to buy them through one of our reps. They're called trunk keepers. And I said, well, okay, sign, where's the nearest trunk keeper? At that time, there were less than 60 trunk keepers. The closest one to me was in Atlanta. And I really just kind of innocently said, well, can I just be the trunk keeper? And at that time, it was such a new company. They said, sure. So they sent me my trunk of clothes, and, the rest is history. It's been, I'm going on 7 years now that I've been, enjoying the clothes myself. My children enjoy the clothes, and all of my friends and neighbors now enjoy the clothes. And I've just built a business across South Carolina, Georgia, a little bit of Virginia, a little bit of North Carolina, and we're just growing from there.
Well, you are a great inspiration to many working moms, and you've managed to make your job a family business. You said you've involved your children.
I have. I have two little girls. They were just turning four at the time when I started, just dabbling with Matilda Jane. You know, in the 7 years since, it's definitely become a family business. My girls are really active in the business with me. They, you know, as their age would allow them, they've taken on more responsibilities. You know, they, you know, accompany me to shows. They help get invitations out. They certainly wear the clothes. They understand that it's their job to wear the clothes, and they love them. They're very comfortable and cute and colorful. But they, I really do think they have learned a bit of a business sense, and just, you know, they've taken some ownership in what, you know, what's our family business. They fully understand that it's what pays for the little extras that we get to do as a family, whether it's a vacation or they're going to summer camp. They're actively involved in, you know, all aspects.
And what a great learning opportunity for them. I don't know if they were involved, but I know Savannah was chosen as the site for a national campaign.
I was so excited. You know, this current spring line is called Hello Lovely, and it really is that. It is just lovely. It's the colors are just soft and pretty and feminine, and you know, we never know what the marketing and design teams, you know, are cooking up next. But when we found out that the line was Hello Lovely and we started seeing little sneak peeks of it as trunk keepers, you know, the next question was, oh, goodness, you know, where are they going to shoot this? Because that's always kind of a closely guarded secret. And when Savannah was chosen, I was over the moon. And it was just really perfect because Savannah is just such a lovely, genteel southern town, and this line just lent itself to being photographed there.
Oh, and I've seen the pictures. They're beautiful. I think there's some online right now that we can look at. I wanted to mention for sure that Matilda Jane Clothing is now going to give back to the community, and I know that this is very important to you. You're hosting an inaugural Derby Day mother-daughter charity. It's a tea for mothers and daughters to be held Saturday, May 2nd at the Savannah Golf Club from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Tickets are $25, with proceeds benefiting the Next Generation, which is a volunteer organization. It's founded to benefit the Children's Hospital at Memorial University Medical Center. Why did you feel it was important to give back to the community and do this fundraiser?
Well, you know, I have had my share of medical care from the Savannah community. I'm a breast cancer survivor. My twins, we had quite a bit of difficulty during when I was trying to have them, and even in the time before their birth. And I just was, the whole Savannah medical community just really served me so very well. And I'm very, very fortunate. I'm 10 years cancer-free. You know, I now have two super healthy 10-year-old twin girls, but none of that would have, you know, the outcomes would not have been as great had it not been for the medical professionals and staff in the Savannah area. And it's just a privilege for me to be able to do something to give back to other people who are going through struggles in our area, because I was just so fortunate to have such great care.
Well, Robin, you're such a role model for all of us, a cancer survivor, a mother of twins, a working mom. So you really do show everyone that it can be done, and that it can be done and have fun at the same time doing it. For those of us who would like to attend the Derby Day charity, what can we expect when we get there?
Well, we're going to be a trunk.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. We're going to have the wonderful tea. The Savannah Golf Club is just a beautiful venue. We're really excited to be there. I think it's going to be just a great day. You know, that there'll be tea and delicious cookies and snacks. And we'll also have some Matilda Jane clothing there through the trunk, and some cute, colorful hats, and we'll have a photographer there. So girls can dress up if they'd like to in hats and clothes and take pictures, but just, you know, hang out, have a great time, enjoy some refreshments and a beautiful day, and definitely, most importantly, give back to our community.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful event. This is the first one. Again, it's Matilda Jane Clothing Derby Day Mother-Daughter Charity to be held Saturday, May 2nd at the Savannah Golf Club from 1:30 to 3 p.m. and proceeds benefiting the Next Generation. It's only $25 a ticket. The Next Generation is a volunteer organization founded to benefit the Children's Hospital at Memorial University Medical Center. Will your girls be there with you that day?
Oh, they will. They're very excited. They've been working on their hats.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you about, I guess, being a rep or buying clothes, how would they do that?
They, the best way to get in touch with me is probably to use my email, which is Robyn, R-O-B-Y-N-S, as in Shirley. So it's Robyn S at MatildaJaneClothing.com. They can also just go to our Matilda Jane Clothing website, and it's just www.MatildaJaneClothing.com. They can find me on the website by just clicking on Find a Trunk Keeper, or they can email me directly. They can They can also search me through Facebook as Robyn Shirley, Independent Trunk Keeper, Matilda Jane Clothing.
So would you recommend this career path for other young moms? Who is best suited for this?
You know, really anyone can do this. Certainly I think when mothers of little girls tend to gravitate toward things like this, but we actually have grandmothers that are trunk keepers. We have moms of boys who are trunk keepers. We have single ladies who are trunk keepers. So really anyone who just loves fashion and, you know, meeting people and marketing this wonderful product is a great candidate. But I just think it has really worked out for women who have stayed at home with their children, who may have had a career prior to staying home and are just kind of itching to get out and do something a little bit extra. It's nice because we are able to make our own schedules. I call it a full-time, part-time job. We do work actively selling 10 months out of 12. In July and January, we actually go to our corporate meetings and do a lot of training and things like that. But the other 10 months, we are actively selling. But it really is a business that a woman can make it what she wants it to be and work it around her children and her schedules. We actually have women who have jobs who do this as well. No one's left out.
Well, Robyn, thank you so much for sharing your story. It sounds like a great, flexible job for many people who are looking for that and people who are interested in fashion and merchandising and want to have fun and involve their families at the same time.
It is. Thank you. Yes.
Well, you have had a lot of different experiences, a long career, and overcome breast cancer, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today and share your story with other women and let everyone know what can be done, what you can do, and that there is opportunity out there for people who want to be a stay-at-home mom but still want to be involved in the workplace.
I absolutely agree, Laurie, and thank you for having me. This has just been a treat to be able to share a little bit about Matilda Jane's story.
Well, we hope to see you, or we will see you, and everyone else who would like to join on May 2nd at the Savannah Golf Club from 1:30 to 3. Again, it's Matilda Jane Clothing, inaugural Derby Day Mother-Daughter Charity. Robyn, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you out in the audience for being a part of our show today. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.